Hey guys, Nick Drosos,
Dr. Andrew Steinberg,
and welcome to another episode of
Have the Balls to Talk About It.
And this week,
we have back registered dietitian Tracy Satoff.
Hello, boys.
And we are going to brag about our individual diets, and you're going to tear us apart.
Andrew, let's start with you because we talked about it in the card.
Yeah, my diet's all over the place, but what I'm right now, I'm in limbo. I doing intermittent fasting, which I never thought I could do, but I when I started, because I like breakfast, I need
when,
to have breakfast.
When did you start it, by the way?
About 5 years ago.
Okay.
Basically, I don't eat breakfast. So I go from dinner to lunch, except for some essentially black coffee. And I couldn't do without the black coffee for sure. And I'm trying to do, because it's what's worked with me so many times in the past, is low carb. Because I started doing low carb 25 years ago, Montagnac, Suzanne Summers, all that stuff. And it really worked for me in a major way. And the reason why I loved it is because I didn't have to decrease the quantity. And I can eat a lot of things which I love, steak and eggs and avocado, I don't know what, cheese, omelets. I love that food. So what I would do is put aside the breakfast potatoes and I would have just a bigger omelet or something like that. It worked for me as a wonder. Now I'm kind of, since COVID, I've been really off my game. And
train while you were doing that? Were you exercising?
No.
Or just,
okay. I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes okay. No. But I would lose weight on it every single time. And I would be able to stay on it better than any diet. I mean, you know, calorie counting and portion control, forget about it. I can't eat a little plate of lettuce like that and be satiated. So...
So now being intermittent fasting, what's your goals? You want to lose weight? You're trying to lose weight. And you've been doing this now for a bit, you said, the intermittent fasting?
Yeah.
And have you lost weight?
I did initially, yeah. I mean, I kept my weight off. It helped me keep my weight off.
Okay. And are you losing more now?
Now I'm in that no man's land.
Because you're not paying attention?
Which is the worst. Yeah, no, because I'm just, my self-control is out of whack.
Okay.
So I will do low carb for a meal or two, and then I'll say, oh, it's whatever, I'm at a movie, I'll get a big thing of popcorn and a hot dog and whatever. When I do my low carb and I'm in the zone, yes, it keeps my weight down 100%.
So that's everybody. It's like when they have a regimen going on, right? Like if people who do intermittent fasting, it's because they know they can only eat from certain time and they believe in that. I don't believe in intermittent fasting. I kind of say, like, if you don't eat, like you're not eating till 12, your metabolism doesn't start until you actually put a piece of food in your mouth. So you're making your body kind of run without getting any nutrition or without your metabolism working. Some say that would decrease and your body will use up the fat stores, and that's where the intermittent fad is going. Personally, I can't. I find that I can't think well. I don't pay attention.
Have you tried it?
I have. If I don't eat, I'm dead. Like, I can't. I can't even function.
Yeah. It's also you're used to it, right?
I'm very used to eating.
I was also.
And I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, I do believe in not counting calories. I do believe in, you know, categorizing foods just so you know on a plate, I'm having a carb, I'm having a lean protein, and then I'm going to have my veggies just so everyone can kind of visualize what's going on. I do believe that Monday through Friday, we should all be good. You know where you're going, you know where your lunch is, you know where your dinner is. I love the idea of popcorn on the weekend. I think you should. I also think that we have to balance the rest of our lifestyles. Exercise is a must. Monday through Friday, decreasing our alcohol consumption. But on the weekends, you get to have a little bit of enjoyment, and that way you move forward. Sometimes, though, like the day after you had your popcorn, were you off the day? Like, were you off the wagon the next day, or were
Again,
you back
when
on
I'm
track?
Good, I'm good. And when I was being good, and I would just, you know, have my weekend popcorn, that would work wonders for me.
So then what makes you stop? What makes you be bad?
I don't know. I like everybody else. I guess it's an addiction. Who doesn't like a Big Mac and fries?
Well, again, only if it's worth it. Big Mac and fries, you know what it tastes like. Going out for a nice piece of steak, that's a different story. And dining in an experience, that I understand. Your Big Mac and fries is the same bag Mac and fries that you've always had.
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, but it's instant gratification. But how you feel after isn't good.
Agree, but it's, I mean, I guess that's the same thing with getting drunk or whatever.
Well, the only difference is
grabbing up when I'm eating those Doritos, I'm like, oh, this is heaven.
You need another vice, honey. Like, if you're thinking, like, that's the other thing, right? Yeah. Like, first of all, they say, like, a moment.
I think everyone's late.
Everybody is. Yeah. Everybody has a vice. Like, when I have clients who don't drink, don't smoke, don't do drugs, well, of course they're overeating because they have nothing else. But there doesn't have to be just addictions for vices. There's healthier addictions that people can have to substitute their eating, right? You can go for a walk. You can read a book. I mean, join a club. Play pickleball.
I would think that as a dietitian, that you need to be almost more of a therapist than just someone who knows about healthy foods.
I think so, because a lot of times it happens, it's an emotional eating. You know, my boyfriend and I got into a fight, my wife did this, you know, I'm stressed out, and they want that feeling of feeling good. But you have to kind of change your mindset to say that it's really only temporary. That burger and fries is a moment on your lips and a lifetime on your hips. At our age, for everybody, we can't get away with it. We used to be able to get away with it. I don't think we can anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that you might get away with it for the day, but in the long run, it just adds up and adds up. So I think we should always be diligent now, except when it's really a food that we really want to enjoy. Otherwise, no.
I try to think every time I want to have that Big Mac or fries, I always say, okay, Nick, it's going to feel great going down, but you know you're going to feel like shit after that. So I always try to go back in that moment before I have it, and I've really cut most of that stuff.
I'm with you.
I have an 80-20 rule.
What's your 80-20?
80% of the time, eat healthy. Mm-hmm. 20% of the time, it's okay for you to cheat or eat whatever you want. I also have a 3-1, 1-in-3 rule that I follow. So believe it or not, all these rules help me kind of...
Let's see your muscles again. How they're helping you, Mick. Let's see them. All right, okay, go.
So for every one day I'll cheat, the next 3 days I'm tight on my diet. Ooh. Without counting anything, I'm just always conscious.
Every one day?
So it's let's 3 say, day good.
Yeah, so for if I, let's say, because instead of saying...
But how does that seems to overlap with your 80-20?
So I'll explain to you. No, but
you're going to see. Calculator.
Like, no, but look, right? You say, okay, on the weekends you can cheat. Right?
One meal on the weekend, not every day.
Wait, one meal. Let's say I have an event on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And I want to cheat on Wednesday night.
Good.
So I'll cheat on Wednesday night, but for every day that I cheat, the next 3 days, I'm going to be more careful with my diet.
Fair enough.
So this always balances out a little bit on how I'm eating.
Right. It's accountability. Like that's also, like you're saying, how I have to be a therapist. The other part of my job is accountability. People want to know that they can tell me what they ate, that I'm going to look at what they ate, that like, you have to tell me about your Wednesday nights, you know? Whereas people will be like, I forgot about what I ate Wednesday night.
I do it differently with my clients, and I've had clients who lost 100 pounds, 80 pounds. I do it reverse engineering, I call it.
So you have lots of terms, man. No, but wait,
what it gives them at least are measures and ways for them to be able, I'm against sitting down and calculating everything they're eating. I'm just there giving them a little bit of a format to be more conscious in a more simplistic way. And like when I do these kind of rules, like I always start with, okay, let's break down how you're eating right now. Okay, now let's tackle one habit at a time.
But it's,
so take out the soft drinks before we do anything else. You have to, for at least 3 weeks, no soft drinks, and then we're gonna work on something else, because I find giving them a diet and nutrition, which I don't, I refer them to you. Very rarely do they have the discipline to be able to break and completely change their lifestyle. So I find
it's discipline. Nick, you're a completely disciplined guy.
Yeah.
Right?
It's also less my job, disciplined. Andrew. It's also my job.
It's also
your
job. You
have to look that way.
But, it's just a matter of discipline. I mean, I came in this morning when we came in, and I said, okay, I'm having my coffee and I'm gonna do my intermittent fasting, no carbs. We walk over to the little coffee shop. And I ordered a bagel and cream cheese. Mm-hmm. So there goes both of them, you know? So it's the mental, or there's definitely a food addiction that we all have, or most of us have. And there's also in our society, the ease of a Big Mac, the ease of just getting something, as opposed to the ease of eating something healthier is much less easy.
For sure. I mean, first of all, our lifestyle socially is drinking and eating. Yeah, so anytime you go out, even if I order that piece of fish, it's still going to be more calories and more olive oil than I would if I was at home. And it is that. It's always about making the choices of not taking something and taking or choosing something else. It is all about ourselves. I can't make, like I always say to my clients, who's going to sabotage you? Is it yourself? Is it your spouse? Is it your kids? And how much do you want to deprive yourself? I could do and say, okay, you know, don't eat this, don't eat that, work out 5 days a week, 7 days a week, and they will never see me again. So it is taking out small parts of their diet and teaching them how to eat, because you can't give up everything and you kind of have to put everything in a balance.
I find what's worked, and Andrew, maybe you can try this, like, because like I swear by intermittent fasting, but my schedule, and maybe it permits me because it's what I do, I actually eat exactly at the same time. I train at the same time. I mean, because that, again,
Goes back to discipline.
Yeah.
Then we look like you.
But I mean,
we all look like you.
If you put in your schedule, Andrew, okay, I'm going to eat my first meal at 11:30.
Doesn't work.
My second meal, as much as possible.
I don't have those kind of days, though.
But, and I don't think you need, so I think you love structure. You need structure. Yes. That's your life. I think to put that on other people could be quite difficult, because you'd be like, oh my God, it's 11:30, but I have a client and I'm running late.
But what I do is Andrew makes his own food schedule when he's going to eat based on his lifestyle and where he's at, as well as your training. You say, okay, I'm going to train Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7 p.m. You block it in there like you're seeing a patient. And I think when you put that together, I think that's what I've seen works the most.
Because so I agree with that. I think that like working out, you definitely need to schedule. I think if you just bring your healthy foods to work without having an actual schedule and all you do is eat your healthy foods, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So I like the timing works really well for you because you that works well for you. But for other people, it might be a little bit difficult to do the timing.
Andrew, I have an idea.
Yes.
A fitness challenge for you.
Okay.
12 weeks with me of training.
12 weeks?
12 weeks of training, yeah. And you do exactly what I tell you to a T. Okay.
Right? Wait, I'm doing 12 weeks nutrition too then, if you're adding that
yes.
in. Okay. We're combining. We'll do a tag right, team on Andrew.
All right.
Sorry, honey.
Get a spear here.
Yeah? Should we take off his clothes and measure him out now?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no!
Andrew, we're going to hold it.
Nick's already ripping off his shirt. No, not you, Nick.
He's going to take off his own shirt too.
Exactly.
I'll be like, yeah. All right, so you know what? Let's do it.
I'm in. Andrew, we're going to get Andrew all lean and mean and working in all the right parts.
And we make a video, guys, right here. Andrew, you got to look at this camera and say, guys, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
12 weeks.
12 weeks.
12 weeks.
Oh, we're going to make him into a machine.
I love it. You're going to look like that.
Not at 12 weeks. 12 years.
Andrew, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I guarantee you follow what she tells you to eat and you follow what I tell you to a T with the training.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, guys. So hope you enjoyed this episode of Have the Balls to Talk About It. Andrew. Tracy.
I'm going to be nice this time.
Thank you.
Soft, gentle.